So this is a little bit unusual, isn't it? Two episodes in 1 week. So not that I'm in like some kind of weird creative flow, but I just really want to let you know, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, that frequency is open. So this is a little episode with some testimonials that came from my Rock Your Mic Right podcast. And it's just a little bit about some of the amazing side effects that can happen when you get out of your own way and start that podcast. Enjoy. Rock Your Mic Right, podcast to the beat of your own drum. Brought to you by CarlyNimmo.com and Radcasters Podcasting School, where you can learn to podcast like a pro from a pro. All right, let's go. Fair warning, this episode is going to be self-promotion. Just want to put that out there straight up front. I want to talk to you today about Frequency, which is my podcaster's development program and mastermind. It's 6 months that will absolutely transform your life and get your show live. So there are two versions of Frequency. The one that is open right now for enrollments is for people who have an idea about starting a podcast or have the desire to start a podcast and need extra support and encouragement and all the how-to in order to go live. And I want to share with you some testimonials of people who did this last round. There were some incredible people who had podcasting, some on their list for years, and finally went live. And I guess I want to share with you the impact of that beyond just having a podcast. Because when you have procrastinated on something successfully for a long time, there's almost safety and comfort in that. But when you actually go live and prove to yourself that you can actually do this, it is life-changing. Some of the positive side effects that people have experienced doing Frequency in the last round, and this is from their mouths, feeling more confident in who you are, an ability to speak your truth, finding a voice and getting very clear on your message, making like-minded friends, I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Overcoming the fear of being seen or heard, becoming more consistent, not just in their podcasts, but in other areas of their life. They were not necessarily ghosting, but inconsistent and felt inconsistent, and that completely changed. Overcoming perfectionist tendencies, proof that they can totally do things they didn't think possible. Imagine what you could do with that one alone. Reduced fear of tech, self-integrity and radical self-responsibility, overcoming the fear of getting it wrong, and a knowing they have something of value to say, and even more importantly, that people will actually listen to it. So I want to share with you three of the students who joined Frequency last round for the startup group, and they've all gone live. They're all still podcasting, and it has seriously transformed their lives. So first up, I want to share with you the amazing Lisa Meyer from Bravish. So Liz, she had come to me because she has a really successful calligraphy business, teaching people how to do calligraphy on their iPads, and had a lot of success in that space, huge following, but was feeling a little bit, I don't know, dissatisfied, like there was something more she was supposed to do. She felt a deep desire to share her truth, but was really afraid. And so we worked together on getting her over her fear of being heard and over the stories of her story not having any value. And eventually she went live with Bravish. It's an incredible podcast. This woman has a story that is just inspirational. So definitely go check out her show. And here she is talking about her experience in Frequency.
I think my biggest win has been pushing through the shit when it got hard. So I already had my concept pretty clear by the time we started this round. I already had my name and my art and my concept ready to go. So that was why it all got up and running pretty quickly. But then it got hard and I felt wobbly, and having access to you, Carly, and also seeing other people facing similar things really helped me kind of, yeah, push through the shit. And I'm really glad I did, because I've, you know, got a good ingrained old story about giving up on things when they feel hard, and I knew I didn't want to do that with this. So I think having the ongoing support for me has been a really huge deal, that I just knew that when I was having one of those weeks where I didn't know what to say, or I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say what I wanted to say, that I could reach out and ask, has been absolutely invaluable. And I just recorded my 17th episode, which is super cool and exciting, and, you know, bring on the next couple hundred, right? Anyway, it's been amazing, and I am incredibly grateful for all of it.
Next up, we have Michaela Moore. Now, Michaela was, I guess, this is her own words. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but she was kind of a perfectionist. She really had a desire to start a podcast, but fear and procrastination were getting in the way. She wanted to get it right. And we worked together. She launched very quickly. I was very proud of her. And she's been consistently podcasting now for a number of months. To say it's changed her life in profound ways is not an understatement. Here she is talking about her experience in Frequency.
I'm Michaela Moore from the Midlife Awakening podcast. I joined Carly's Frequency Mastermind mid-2019 as a beginner. I had never podcasted before. I had followed Carly for a couple of years, and I knew that she was going to be the right teacher and coach to help me to firstly learn how to podcast and then actually launch my podcast. I hooked right in and I launched my podcast within about 3 or 4 weeks of starting the mastermind, and I have not looked back. Every month on my one-on-one call with Carly, I peel back another layer or I add another layer to my strategy, and she is always on hand inside that Voxer group to answer all those little questions that you just need to know right now, particularly those tech questions, so you can figure out something in the moment and keep moving forward onto the next thing. Carly has also helped me over the last 6 months to find my voice and to refine my message, which has been invaluable. But my single biggest takeaway from this mastermind and getting my podcast out there has been a newfound confidence that I so desperately needed. I was forced to get real, to get vulnerable, to be brave, and to put myself out there, making mistakes and figuring it out as I went, knowing full well that I was now in the public eye or in the public ear, and that I was being seen and heard. It was like ripping a Band-Aid off, because once I started the podcast, I then had the confidence to start doing live videos on Facebook and Instagram, which I had previously done anything and everything to avoid. Thank you, Carly, for helping me with another step of my own awakening, because by sharing my coaching and my passion for brain science through podcasting, I can now help many other women to get unstuck and learn the secrets to unlocking their subconscious brain so that they can create lasting change in their lives and be deliberately transformed. I cannot recommend Carly's Frequency Mastermind enough. If you're either thinking of starting a podcast or you want to take your existing podcast to the next level, just do it. You won't regret it. Thanks, Carly. I'm forever grateful.
Like, how amazing are those side effects, really? The confidence that you can find when you honor your word? Man, it's a game changer. And last up, I have Natasha Devine. Now, Tash and I met in 2015, so that was 5 years ago. I was speaking at a conference in Australia called We Are Podcast, and Tash was there. She had a desire to start her podcast from before then, and moving into 2019 was very much, this is the year I'm actually going to fucking do it. And do it she did. So for Tash, what was getting in her way was doing it the right way, and we worked on doing it her way. Now, if you think you've got hurdles between you and starting a podcast, no one had bigger hurdles than Tash when she signed on. She was in a domestic violence relationship and hadn't made it public, was very isolated. Her mental health was really deteriorating, and she still joined and went live, even under those circumstances. And now she is a voice for women all over the world who have experienced these kinds of narcissistic domestic violence style relationships. I am so proud of this woman. I listen to her episodes. I want to cry. It is beautiful. I love how she has found a way to be completely authentic and honest and really, like I mean, step into some serious vulnerability. So check out her podcast, Tash Talks. But here she is speaking about her experience in frequency.
This experience has, oh, wow. Okay, I got emotion I didn't expect to have. This has been an incredibly powerful one for me. As you know, I've wanted to do my podcast for well over 5 years, well before I met you. And it was a calling that I always had. And life just, you know, one thing after another, and never got there. End of 2018 saying I'm making the commitment that 2019 I will work with Carly Nimmo. And despite what I was enduring silently, that commitment was still made. I still stepped up into that. For me, one of the biggest things that I always feared was that it had to be perfect, that I had to do an intro, I had to do an outro, what was I going to say, blah, 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 blah. All the technical stuff just, you know, did my head in. But when you supported me in me being me, I think that's one of the absolute greatest things that I got, was the acceptance of me being me out in the world. Because that's the hardest thing for any of us to do, for any of us, is just to accept to ourselves who we are and then show up in the world as that and say, I'm okay with that. And Carly, you empowered me to do just that, and that it was okay the way that I needed to do it. And after I recorded my first episode, and that was like, I'm pretty sure we were 4 months into this 6 month coaching. Like I procrastinated lots over it. But once I did it, it was like the most amazing, magical, empowering feeling ever. I found my place. There's something about sitting in front of that mic with my headphones on. It is my little happy place. And Carly made the process so fucking simple. So fucking simple. So if you haven't done your podcast yet and you're just waiting for all the stars and ducks and shit to align, I can tell you right now, it'll be the most empowering thing you've ever done. It gets to be fun. And Carly, that's what you taught me the most. It gets to be fun. It gets to be real. And I'm so fucking glad that I did it, and I'll never not be doing it. I always knew being on the radio or whatever was a part of who I be. And now, you know, we get to create that in our own world, in our own lives. We get to be the stars of our own show. We are the stars of our own show, however you be.
That is the story of Liz, Tash and Michaela from my last startup round of Frequency. And you can join them. So I'll tell you a little bit about what's included in the program and how you can join. Frequency is a podcast development program and mastermind. So it is a beautiful blend of one-to-one work with me, group work, and an online course. It's like all of it mixed together. There is even an in-person element. Like there is not, there is like, this is covering all the bases, right? We're doing one-on-one, we're doing in-person, we're doing group work, and you've got the online course and online space to support you through the process. What it includes is over the 6 months, you get a one-on-one call with me every month. You also get a group call, which will have a theme and will go through a particular part of the podcasting process. There'll be questions and answers and the opportunity for you to jump on and have a hot seat, bring an issue that you're having and allow the group to kind of mastermind the idea a little. It also includes a non-residential retreat. It'll be happening probably in March at this stage and somewhere around the Gold Coast in Australia. It's totally optional. You come along for free, you just organise your own flights and accommodation, and we do 2 days of really diving into this stuff as a group. It's going to be, and I'm going to show you mic technique, we're going to do a lot of stuff in person. This stuff will also, it's all going to be covered in the course and it's all going to be covered on the calls, but this is just an opportunity to really dive in deep in person, get to know your fellow freaks so that you've got a great relationship from the get-go moving through the program. You also get access to Radcasters, which is my online course taking you through every single step in very easy to follow, super simple steps. And all the how-to stuff is there, everything, editing, artwork, intros, outros, writing show notes, it's all in the course, even pitching people. Radcasters has had, I think, over 200 students now do the course, and I've had some really amazing success stories from the course only, but I just find that people also like to have, you know, a lot of people join a course with really great intentions, but they're not that self-motivated. I'm one of those people. And so having a program like this not only gives you the course, but then the accountability and support in order to actually do what you've invested in doing, which is what I'm about. I want you to go live. And we will find ways to make it really work for you. This is something that I think a theme you may have noticed through some of the testimonials you've heard today. I am all about finding ways to make this work for you so that it feels really good, so that it feels really easy, and so that it's really enjoyable, and that you get the results that you're after. And lastly, there's an online group element so that you can bounce ideas, celebrate wins, support each other in between the group calls and the one-on-one. All of that, along with all the other amazing side effects like feeling more confident, becoming more consistent, finding your voice, meeting some like-minded people, and creating a really fucking awesome podcast that serves you and your audience, all of that is Australian, $330 per month over 6 months. And that is, for you Americans, that's around, or for people anywhere else in the world, that is around $250 a month. And due to the one-on-one nature of frequency, there are very limited spaces. So if it is calling to you, don't fuck around, get on this. It goes for 6 months. It'll be kicking off in February. And if you want to see all the details or you're like, fuck yes, sign me up, go to carlinimmo.com/freak, all in capital letters. So that's F-E-R-Q in capital letters. Or you can just reach out to me via my website or on my Instagram at carlosophies. For me, this is actually about you. This is about me helping you get somewhere you want to go, with a sense of ease and joy and fun and lightness. So if this sounds like something you want in on, please reach out. Until next week, peace out.
Carly Nimmo signing off. Bye-bye now.